Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
What's up, what it do, Cyber World? It's your girl, Ash Brown, and this is the Ash Brown Uncensored Show. On this program, I talk a little bit about everything. It may be pop culture related. It may be Ash Brown related. You just got to stay tuned to see what it's going to be. But today, this is a uncategorized story because I've heard some cold stories throughout the year. I've heard some he said, she said, somebody did. I done heard some crazy stories of woman scorn, man scorn, everybody gonna get scorned. I've heard some crazy stories, but never one as cold as the one I'm about to tell y'all about. Okay. Now, I'm not gonna say affiliations or how I know these people. I'll just say they ain't in my family. I say that much. So just putting that out into the universe. But okay. So there's an older gentleman and he is about 75 years old and he is about to divorce his third wife. And I was like, huh, 74, I'm about to divorce a third wife. What is it? And everybody say, oh, you know, he just doesn't have luck with women. This is his third marriage. He doesn't think that he'll marry again. At 75, that's the last thing that you need to be worried about is getting married again. That should not even be on your list of things to do. But that's neither here nor there. So he claims that this wife is stealing from him and she's doing this and doing that. And she's a wicked person and she's terrible and all these different things. So I said, okay, but what happened with the other two marriages? And with the first marriage, he had given the woman money to put down on a house and get a house and purchase a house. And, you know, that was going to be their starter house. This is their brand new life together and all these things. Well, there was a disagreement at some point, y'all. And the disagreement had to go around the fact that the woman went down and in these times, you know, went down to the bank and put her name alone on the deed to the house. So the man was upset and then they broke up and it was a whole thing. And the second wife, unfortunately, this lady passed away. And many would say, oh, well, you know, that's very sad. It's so sad that, you know, she passed away. But she didn't pass away without one last jab at this man. And I found out that the woman was in hospice care, y'all. She had cancer. She was in hospice care. And she had, you know, maybe hours, maybe a couple days to go until she transitioned out of this life, out of this world. And do you know, the number one thing that she did, those hours leading up to her demise, her end of life, she called her bank, y'all. She called her bank to cancel her life insurance policy so the man wouldn't get diddly, wouldn't get squat, nothing, zero, zip, zilch. And she did it very quietly in the comfort of her where she was. And so she passes on and everything. And then the man is, you know, I won't say he's jumping for joy. I don't know what his demeanor was, but he picks up and takes himself to the bank because he's about to go, you know, he's got the death certificate in hand. He's got the marriage license and, you know, he's about to cash in, right? Or so he thought. And he was gravely mistaken. And I think that this happened somewhere in like the 80s, 90s-ish. So it's before all the verification and stuff that we do today, to where you can't just call and just cancel something just because you having a bad day. So there's a lot more verification and stuff today. But in those days, maybe not so much. maybe not so much. So those are three separate consecutive situations that I feel the man is the common denominator. The man is the problem. It's not the women. I'm going to tell you this. People don't run from good. They don't run from good. And I'm a woman, and I know we are hormonal. We have mood swings. We are temperamental at times, all these things. But one thing I can tell you, it takes a certain level of evil to really turn a woman, because naturally we're nurturers. We want to love on someone. We want to spread that love around. We want to kiss the boo-boo. We want to make everything better. So for three separate women to come at this man and seemingly, a lot of people say take advantage, but come at him sideways like this, it leads me to believe that he is not a good man. He is not a good man. I don't know if it's cheating, lying, stealing. I don't know what it is. But he's done something to these three separate women, and these are three separate continents, okay? So we can't even say, oh, are they in the same family? Maybe they know each other. Maybe they're comparing notes. No, these are three separate women in three separate parts of the world. And it just, wow. That's all I can say. It's just wow. It takes a special, special kind of evil to turn a woman cold like that. Imagine, she taking her last breath. She is putting all her effort and energy into making sure this man don't see not one red dime. Not a dime. I don't even have the words for that. But I would look to the man and say, he is the common denominator in all three scenarios. Y'all better be out there living good. You better be out there living good, because I'm going to tell you, karma comes for everybody. Just when you think that you're getting over on folks and you doing people in and, ooh, you so much smarter than this person and that person, karma comes and will check you. Karma will come and check you. So, yeah, that's my random story of the week. I've never heard a story so that is ice cold. Ice cold. You should be relaxing and, you better getting ready to go meet your maker. And she called the bank, y'all. But, yeah, that's my little tidbit for the day. I appreciate you guys for all your love and support of the Ash Said It Show. Available on all platforms. I appreciate all of that support, all the love, all the downloads. It makes a huge difference. We got some new things coming in the coming weeks, and I can't wait to share it with you all. So until then, darling, we will continue to push forward no matter what. But I'm going to holler at y'all later. Have a great, fantabulous, productive, and fruitful, and blessed week. A wonderful week. I'll let y'all later.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com, and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.